My name is Surya. This is, of course, my spiritual name that I received from Swami Vishnu Devananda about 30 years ago. And my other name, my birth name, is Silvia San Miguel. I'm originally from Spain, but I have lived in Canada for 20 years, much more, 40 years. So I've been coming to this ashram and many of the other ashrams, Shivananda, for 30 years. But in this tradition, there are two selves, really. There's self with big S, which is God, or our true nature, or our divine nature, or the Creator. And then there's the small self, which is basically our personality. And there goes the ego inside there, the body, the mind, and so on. So this is how we see it in this tradition. The problem is that we see the little self as an independent entity. And of course the work, the spiritual work, the sadhana, is to see through that idea that we are independent selves. And in fact, we are not. We are part of the whole. We are part of the big self. The real relationship is with the big self. I mean, the small self really is an illusion. It's a fabrication, right, that we have built, perhaps in many past lifetimes. This is the result of our past thoughts and actions and so on. Of course, we go into the law of karma, right? And we are still building on it right now. We are still creating karma and so on. But the real self really is beyond the limitations of the small self. So, and the small self really is a fabrication. It's our own creation. And because we are like made in the image of God, we are creators, and we are creating continuously. So sure, we are creating ourselves all the time. So the idea of this practice here is to see through that, to see you know, how that small ego that we try to build continuously, it's false, as it is and separate from the big self. So if the small self isn't healthy, if the sense of self is not healthy, then we cannot move on to realize the big self. So so that's yeah. So of course, you know, there are many therapies and psychology and many sciences that deal with strengthening that sense of self, that ego, you know, when the person has been damaged or bruised by life. And so that has to be healed in order to be able to go beyond. And I can tell you the relationship with the big self. Yes, that's very interesting. Because it's actually building a relationship with our divine, nature. So here we say that we are not the body. The body, of course, you know, it's limited in time, so it won't last. So we cannot hang on to it. Anything that has an end is meant to create suffering. So the only thing that is permanent is that divine nature, which has no beginning and end, and which is described by the saints and by the sages as Satchidananda. So we have different paths here that we practice. So there is the path of service, karma yoga, for example, the path of Mother Teresa. So, you know, you do what you have to do as an offering to God, if you want. You don't take any credit for praises or criticisms. You know, it's unconditional. You do it because of unconditional love. I think she was a beautiful example of karma yoga. So that's one path. And then there is another path, which I like very much, which is the devotional path. And this is bhakti yoga. And in this path, you build that relationship just as you would build a relationship with a beloved. And the beloved can have the image of a father or a mother, the divine father. It can be a baby Krishna, for example, a baby. Or it can be your beloved, your loved one. And so you develop this relationship as, you know, like if you were in love. Just like, you know, someone who's in love and sees everything through the eyes of that love, you see.
So much emphasis in our society, I find, on our external relationships, because we're defined by whose wife we are, whose mother we are.
Yes.
Why do you think that there isn't more emphasis on our relationship to our divine self?
Yes, well, because we don't have enough faith, you see? Because, of course, that divine presence is within us. But when we are continuously looking outside, looking for that love or that happiness, we cannot believe that it's inside, you see? And so the more, you know, our society and the media and the environment is pulling you outside, you see, there's no time. And there is no stability and no peace to go within, to meditate, you know, to reflect. And of course, this is a trip of going inside. This is a discovery of ourselves. It has nothing to do with, you know, a path or a tradition or teachings. It's always, you know, those are pointers, but it's always going within. And trying to find that love within, trying to find that beloved in your heart. You see?
But do you think it's so hard for people to love themselves? I think so many people put their energy externally. Why is it so hard to turn inward?
Well, you see, to love, we have to be egoless, right? So our desire to be right, to be, you know, the first one to win, has to drop. And our education really is not geared to that. You know, it's very competitive. So me first, you see. And this, of course, it's a different direction. This is you first. So it isn't easy. So we start, you know, I mean, there are practices where you start by taking care of your close ones, sending them, you know, thoughts of love, just like you're in a small circle, or maybe just one person, you see, and try to relive how does it feel, you know, to love that person. There's trust, there's gratefulness, there's all these beautiful emotions, you know, that come together with love and with trusting and opening yourself. So it's a tough path, you know, the bhakti path, in the sense that you have to open up and be vulnerable. But it has to come from the inside. So it's the same thing with peace. We cannot make peace outside, in spite of all our politicians, you know, giving us all kinds of formulas to create peace in the world. So this was the message of Swami Vishnu. You know, he created the teacher training program to create ambassadors for peace.
The self, developing a relationship to yourself, is really so much about the outside world.
Well, because there's no difference. I mean, and we see it with the experience of loving yourself and how that love it's then expressed to others and to everything. So, and then you see that there is no such difference. Right? But of course, you know, when there is conflict within, then, you know, you see conflict outside. So, and this is the goal of the spiritual life, is not to see any difference between the world and our and God. The world we create in our mind is not separate from our mind, right? From us.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel you're progressing towards that goal?
Well, it's very slow, but they say that it's not the goal, that we are not, the important thing is not to reach the goal, that the important thing is the path towards the goal.
Well, I admire your life of devotion and learning.
Well, you know, we don't have any choice sometimes. I mean, we have free choice, but there is such a thing as karma. And, you know, this is something that, karma is the results of past actions. So it's the effects of some causes. And we never know when those effects are going to manifest. For example, being in the spiritual path is just a consequence of something that we have wished or something we have vowed at some point in our past, to dedicate ourselves to inquire about who we are and what the whole thing is about, and how I can be happy and how can I love your articles there.
Thank you for your time, Sarah.
You're
welcome. It's really nice to talk to you.
Good.